This is your brain. This is drugs.
He's Southern, and you can tell because he wears a cowboy boot.
A new world order. We're done.
Keep your hand off that dial. This is 102.4 Blue Room Inside.
Broadcasting on all planes of reality.
What's up, guys, and welcome to another week of Blue Room Insight. I am Daniel.
Are you?
Some days. I think I am.
What about the other days?
I like to be Space Cowboy.
Do they call you the Gangster of Love?
Sometimes. Sometimes they call me Maurice.
Do you speak of the pompous of love?
I do. I really miss those palm trees.
Well, this is Skipper.
And I'm doing you wrong.
This is Matt.
Yeah, and Darius always is here Matt. Too. Yeah, sorry about that. Dude, I do have to...
Filling up his glass.
Filling up the glass of water. Filling it up. Darius, how's your day been?
Hey.
Don't whisper in my mic like that. Fucking, don't you get aroused over here, Chode?
It was okay.
That's our Mike's name, by the way. I wasn't calling Darius that. Darius is
yes,
a hog.
We have a name for all of the Mikes.
Yeah, we do, actually.
You're the one, that's why it's all good.
Yeah. How was it moving? You moved today.
So, it was a very long process. It was just constant going up and down the stairs and constantly moving for like 12 hours straight.
Are you on a second floor again?
Well, no, it's like this place. So
downstairs. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
It's, the hallway is much more narrower.
Hmm.
But it is nice. And it's set up like yours, except the kitchen is way smaller. But basically, the living room is the same thing.
Okay, cool. I hear you. Matt, how have you been, buddy?
I've been good.
Yeah? You still working a shit ton?
Yeah.
Dude, we got to get you guys...
Well, it's not as much as it used to be.
Yeah.
It's just my schedule with here is mostly mornings off.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Except for this weekend and starting in 2 weeks.
Well, maybe, possibility, maybe we can all get Tuesdays off completely, and then we can just make a day of it or something. Weekly.
Typically, my days
because then we can record in the afternoon.
Right. Typically, my days off are Friday.
That's so fucking weird. I mean, Matt.
Because I have people now.
That.
Yeah.
So, what are you... Well, do you even think you can get Tuesday nights off?
Yeah, I can.
Oh, okay. We'll start doing that.
Yeah.
And then...
I've got most Tuesdays off.
I understand if shit comes up.
Right.
You know what I mean? But, yeah. I'm trying to... I'll keep trying to keep mine and Darius' schedule like that. So, we shall see. I had a question for you guys, like, right off the bat today. And I thought it would be really interesting. Skipper, if you want to talk about... your day, that's fine, but I already know about your day. But if you want to tell the guys how your week is, that's fine. Or the audience, it's up to you though. If not, then I'm going to move on.
Yeah, we can move on.
Okay, so what would you rather be? And I'm going to ask Skipper first because he had nothing to say. Cowboy, pirate, or samurai? And I need explanations why. And you can go in as much as you want.
You asked, what would I rather be?
Yeah. Cowboy, pirate, samurai. Now you guys know, so start thinking.
But do you have your answer?
Yeah, but I'm last, because I asked this shit. This was, Pato sent me a meme earlier, and it was really funny, and it was basically, well, it wasn't a meme, it was like a TikTok video or something, but it was like, a chick was like telling people, like, oh, you don't know what to say to a guy if you're trying to pick him up or anything like that. It's like, the first thing you should ask him is, hey, if you could be anything, if you could be any one of these, which one would you be? Cowboy, pirate, samurai. And she was like, But be prepared, because they have opinions, and they have a lot of opinions on each one of these. And they're going to tell you all those opinions. And I kept laughing because I'm like, no, she's not wrong. And Pato and I had a conversation because I was like, I asked him, okay, well, what would you be? And he told me. We chose the same, which I'll tell later. But we joked about one of the other ones of somebody choosing. And we're like, yeah, fuck those guys. But I told him, I was like, but like 10 years ago, I would have totally been that person to choose that. And I feel weird about that. But yeah, go on. So tell me.
You got an answer?
Yeah, but he asked you.
He asked all of us.
No, yeah, but I asked you first. I have an answer to you. You guys already have answers? Yeah, why is this so hard, man? I had my answer immediately. But I knew...
There's pros and cons to all of it.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll get into that. Mm-hmm. We just want your answer.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's the thing, though, is we're going to really find out who we are today. Between those three characters. Those personalities are... they could be alarming to some. To some degree, I should say. I'm going to go ahead real quick, and I'm going to write down
okay.
who I think you would be.
I'm going cowboy.
Yeah, we all assumed. All
right, I got that shit right. All right, why would you be a cowboy?
So we'll start with the other two first. Pirates, you answer to no one. It's just kind of you do what you want kind of stuff. Samurai, it's more of a you answer to the lord of the land kind of situation. Mm-hmm. And cowboys, it's more you take care of yourself, you take care of the people around you. I mean, you can go down more of the pirate route with the cowboy, but at the end of the day, you answer to yourself.
Outlaw, huh? So Skipper took the outlaw cowboy, clearly.
That's a possibility for it.
Okay. Yeah, no, I get it, but...
Samurai is too strict. Pirate is completely lawless. I like a nice little middle ground in there.
The respect.
Yes.
See, whenever I get to mine, we'll talk about that stuff. All right, Matt, you?
I'm also a cowboy.
Damn, I got it wrong.
You thought I was going to choose pirate?
No.
Hey, samurai?
Yeah.
But yes, I was going to go with cowboy because pirates... Like, living on a ship sucks back in those days. Like, if you don't have vitamin C, you get scurvy. Syphilis was bad in pirates. That was their main cause of death. All the water has to be mixed with alcohol and make grog. And it was just bad. Like, all the food would spoil and you had salted fish or anything like that. It was just horrible.
Right.
Samurai, I mean, it was good, but you also had to answer to a daimyo or whatever, and... It wasn't great at the time. Not if you're Ronin. It's also true. But cowboy, you had like the freedom to do... It's the Wild West. You had the freedom to do what you want there, right. Basically.
I feel like the other two, so cowboy and pirate, they come off as people that are just going to sail away or either like roam away.
So are you choosing samurai?
Yeah, I chose samurai because it seems like... Well, the reason samurai. Is
samurai. Or Darius. Two out of three is not bad.
They're known as, like, loyal servicemen. So, like,
yeah,
they're loyal.
Right.
So that's why when you brought up the part where it's like you can tell a lot about the person, I feel like the loyalty aspect would be a big part of it. Yeah. So
I get that. I hear you. Yeah, like, that was, okay.
Also, pirates are dirty. And, I mean, they're all probably dirty. So, but I mean, pirates don't have fucking teeth. I'm about to say they also scurvy and shit.
So they also died in their early 30s.
No one wants to be a fucking pirate. You know what? If you don't want to be a pirate, don't be a fucking pirate. If you don't have to be a pirate, then you don't want to be a fucking pirate.
Like, right.
Let's just be honest here. But let's not also do
like cultural appropriation. The fantasies are cool. Okay, so, and that reality, it was not that great.
What do you guys think I chose?
Pirate?
That's a dick move.
No, it wasn't pirate.
But it was not pirate.
I feel like you probably went samurai.
I went fucking samurai.
Because you went Ronin.
Hold on. Well, yeah, that was one of the things, but that wasn't the thing. This is how I looked at it.
My initial thought was pirate, just because I know you hate
structure, and yes. I went the complete opposite way.
Yes.
Okay, well, hold on. This is why. One, the reason I didn't choose pirate is because I don't want to fuck manatees. Two. And then also, I just, you know, like, I'm not, octopuses. Like, I just, the pirate life, and this is the one that I thought I would have chose 10 years ago, right?
You don't like striped shirts?
I liked the idea of all that freedom, living on the high seas, right? Yeah. I really did enjoy that thinking process. However, that's not what I would do. You're not going to be enjoying the high seas. You're going to be fighting to survive. You are going, again, all the diseases and shit that was
and it's not even fighting to survive other people. It's literally just life itself.
Life itself, right. And as much as I love the ocean and all that shit, I was like, fuck that. A cowboy was very close to me whenever I first immediately saw it. And it was, again, because it was just the wild, wild west. However, unless it's going to be like the true cowboy, you know, freedom part, not part of the cavalry of the Union.
Yeah.
I can do that cowboy. Respect the land, respect the indigenous people, respect what the fuck's going on.
The hippie cowboys.
Yeah, the hippie cowboys. That one would be me. Who's just minding his own business. However, this is how I looked at it. I get all of it with the samurai. Yeah, the samurai is very disciplined. The samurai is also very loyal. The samurai typically gets to enjoy life with like a love, gets kids, family. I get to learn hand-to-hand combat, which is awesome. Fuck up shit with a katana.
Suicide.
And it's very prideful and yeah, I mean if you disrespect your and dishonor your family. But my thing is like the honor aspect, I really enjoyed that. But the other thing is samurais very much respect the land. As much as a samurai is a warrior, they're still very quick on their feet and they're still very stealthy. Like there's just kind of like for me, like I don't know. Like, and then, yeah, eventually, sure, I could go run. Like, and then become just a paid assassin. Because
they do basically the same thing.
With yeah. yeah. Well, also, if anybody ever liked, you know, the
spaghetti westerns are based off samurai.
Samurai, yeah, that's what I was going to say. If you guys loved, you know, the Magnificent Seven, that is based on the Seven Ronin.
The Man with No Name was based off of The Man with No Name.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. But also, like, I think it'd be very different to live in a culture. All three are a respect thing, you know? They are. All three are a respect thing when you look up to people, right? But, like, there's just something about the samurai and, like, the honor. Like, just, I don't know, man. Like, you get really, like, you're really close. You get, usually your dad's dead because of the, you know, armies and the wars and shit. So your master, your teacher, your mentor of whatever martial arts or whatever samurai, like, you know, all that kind of stuff, that becomes like your dad. And like, but like, I don't know, it just seems really cool and different from the life I live now. So like, you know, what? Where are you looking
at? No, I'm just looking at the ghost of Tsushima.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah. But yeah, so I don't know, that's where I was on it.
I heard that game's good.
So, but yeah, samurai is cool. And also, you know, like, I like Japanese movies. I like a lot of Japanese shit. You know, yeah, they were really terrible a long time ago, and they did a lot of fucked up shit, but so did we. So did every nation, really, right? Every nation has done that, basically. So, I don't know. Fuck yeah. And also, The Art of the Samurai is a really cool book, so. Which, you know, it's like The Art of War.
So what are the personality things?
Oh, yeah, no, it was just, you could just tell a lot. So, like, if anybody chose a pirate, usually they're going to be, like, dirty. Well, I'm not saying that, but, like, I don't know, like, I don't know. Haddo and I were talking about, like, who would want to be, like, a wooden leg motherfucker walking around? Fucking got STDs. Just fuck it. The thing is like, you either rape manatees or you rape everything. Like, nobody wants to fuck you. At least cowboys have passionate love. But for me, dude, it's like, to be a samurai is almost like to be a Spartan. Every fucking night might be your last. Every day of your life is passionate. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that's what I liked about it. So that's why I chose samurai.
All right.
Nice. Yeah. You get it? It's different.
It was my second choice.
Yeah, which Cowboys would have been my second choice. But again, okay, the other thing is, though, is that Samurai... I didn't expect anybody to pick a pirate. No, I didn't. Samurai's... Bitch, you told me.
I was joking.
But,
I was joking. I wasn't actually calling you a pirate.
dirty pirate.
You dirty fuck. The thing with the Samurai is, though, I'm also in Japan. I'm on an island. I'm surrounded by the ocean. So I get to enjoy all of it. You know? And I've played Ghost of Tsushima.
Shishima.
And it's a fucking really beautiful game. Tempura. Guys, I'm really high right now. Sushi. Fuck you guys. Tempura. Tsushima. Okay.
Yeah, I just want to go build my homestead.
Yeah, I do raise that a family. Too. Same. Yeah. Mm-hmm. See?
I get just, a six shooter, though.
Yeah, well, I mean,
a sword.
They had guns back then. They were... six shooter, but
I
not...
I think the Chinese used more of that. And that's why they lost. That's why the Japanese got fucked. Cause
no gunpowder.
No, because they were of honor.
Honor.
Hey, look, think about it. Which I mean, yeah, I mean it doesn't matter.
Cowboys. I'm gonna have a cannon mounted on my front door, just like the founding fathers intended.
If I'm not mistaken, the last fight or last war that had anything to do with samurai was 1889. It was after the Civil War. I do know that.
It's pretty. That's badass. Yeah. And I think I actually read something in the Art of the Samurai. Like the after stuff. Like the extra stuff. Okay, well, I think we got in. Oh, is anybody watching Futurama?
I have.
Yeah. I've only caught the first episode.
I watched the second one last night.
Yeah, same. What'd you think?
I liked it. Yeah. I like that it's back.
It's coming back.
I'm watching Frasier.
Fucking Scruffy.
Dude.
He says Scruffy gets around.
Scruffy gets around. No, it's good. It's really good. You're watching Frasier?
Yeah.
How's that going?
It's alright.
Okay.
Yeah. Then why are you still watching it?
I ain't really watching it.
I'm putting it on it's background. It's just playing in the background. Yeah. Like Shark Week?
I guess so. I stare at the wall.
Okay. Alright, guys. Well, so we're here to do Cryptid Tier 5. As we know, it was originally supposed to happen a couple weeks ago. But did not because of
this guy.
Yeah, because of Skipper. Because he fucked some shit up. So here we are. And weirdly, which I don't know if I've ever started a cryptid tier, have I?
No.
I don't know.
I don't think so. So weirdly, I am first. Maybe the first one? Maybe? Because you were not here. Matt, you okay, buddy?
Yeah, there's something in my head.
Is it another spider?
No.
Is it a tick?
No.
Okay. Yeah, we checked out the supermoon earlier with our binoculars and my thermal. I may have picked something up on the thermal, but I didn't catch it.
You didn't pick up a bat.
Yeah, but I did eventually find a bat, and I got to follow that. And I got to see it eat a bunch of bugs that were also glowing, and that was kind of cool. Like, I actually really enjoyed it. And then Skipper got real mad, and he was like, hey, you want to put that on the tablet so you know we can all enjoy this? And then I said...
And then the bat was gone.
And yeah, and then I'm pretty sure I said, don't be jelly. And then I went to look at the moon again. Okay, so up first for me is the Andean wolf, which is basically an unrecognized canine in the Andes mountain region.
Strange dog.
Okay. And then the Miami Beach scorpion. That's what it's going up against. It's a Eurypterid? Eurypterid?
Eurypterid?
A Eurypterid? They're basically like sea scorpions. They ruled the seas before the first jawed fish evolved. To me, they look like giant sea monkeys. Now the Andean wolf, to me, that's just I think it's just like a dire wolf or something. You know, like it's a big wolf. I actually chose
the Eurypterid.
Okay, I actually chose the Miami Beach scorpion because I think that they're actually just real, like, you know,
just scorpions.
Yeah, the wolf to me is more of a I don't know, like it could have just been also a dog. I saw some things where they were bigger, but then I've also some where they're smaller.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just. Also,
it sounds cool.
The fucking Miami Beach scorpion is fucking cool as shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That is all right. Really cool.
So, Darius, you're next, buddy.
Okay, so first I have the Ukumar. also called the Uku or the Ucumar Zapai. So it's the Sasquatch of Argentina. However, based off the picture I'm looking at, I don't really see Sasquatch. It's more like a half bear, like humanoid.
I guess like man bear pig.
I don't know what that one is.
It looks like a big version of the Ugnaughts from Star Wars.
Yeah, it does sort of. Yeah. So this creature is described to be 5 to 7 feet tall, thick hair, small eyes, huge arms and legs, and so people, according to local people, the Ucumar loves to eat the plant called payo. It's similar to cabbage.
He's our linguist.
It's similar to cabbage. Also, this
linguist, botanist, biologist, yeah,
everything.
Matt's our scientist.
This creature,
how does that make you feel, buddy?
Makes a sound.
Unqualified.
You've got the most schooling out of any of us.
Ooh.
Like
an
ahul?
Like it literally just says.
It's a beagle.
It says UHU.
Of what it looks like.
What the fuck is that?
It almost goes ooh.
Wait, what? What is that?
Cabbage.
What is that?
A hound.
That's a hound.
That's a baying hound.
It's a fucking owl.
No, wasn't there like a cartoon and they're like trying to get somebody to speak and go.
That's a Squatch.
It might be Futurama, actually.
But so I want to really call it the Sasquatch of Argentina, but more like a bear-like humanoid of Argentina. And it was first discovered in the late 50s. Or not discovered, but first said to be seen in the late 50s in Chile. So,
I like the ahul.
I know. The next one is a cockatrice.
Dude, you got the snail again.
Or the cockatrice.
Cock-a-what?
Cockatrice. I think it's cockatrice.
The cock-a-what?
The cockatrice.
The cockatrice. So there's two versions of the cockatrice.
All right.
But it's a giant chicken.
Is it?
Cockatrice in the Bible is a medieval name of a phallus serpent supposed to be produce egg, a serpent produced from a cock's egg. Okay.
A phallus serpent.
So, but when we go into description,
can you say that again?
Is it a rooster's egg or a chicken
does
egg?
Does it look
like, so a snake that came
wait,
from a
but does
egg.
The snake look?
I'm gonna get into
like
the description
a penis.
No. Anyway, cockatrice is a legendary creature that resembles a large rooster with a lizard-like tail. And then another description of it from another source describes it as more of a mythical beast with a two-legged dragon with a serpent-like creature with the head of a rooster. So it's kind of like switching around.
Kind of sounds badass either way you look at it.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's pretty badass. Look at that.
Yeah, dude, look at that. Damn, I want a rooster that looks like that.
Did y'all ever watch the Jimmy Neutron movie?
You remember Poltra?
Poltra.
It's a figure of just many mythological stories in the past centuries. And
that's a very interesting
it is.
Creature.
And it's tied to the Bible, because that's all it comes up. It's in the Bible, apparently. So which one do I go with? I'm gonna go with the cockatrice.
Dude, nice.
Just because I don't care for the humanoid bear. cockatrice sounds cool, and it's a rooster dragon. So that's cool.
Rooster dragon, dude. It is. It's a fucking dragon with a rooster head, which I don't know, man. I'd ride that bitch into battle.
That's scary.
Think
man.
It can carry you?
Fuck you.
No, it's supposed to be the same size as
do
like
you think
a dragon,
it can
right?
carry any of us?
Yeah, it's the size of a dragon. It's not like a fucking cute, like little. It's a dragon.
Mushu's a dragon.
Well, so there's two versions of it. There is the badass version.
Mushu,
of it.
You Bushu, bitch.
There's the badass version of the cockatrice. I hope I'm saying that right.
Trice.
Cockatrice. Or there is the official cryptid wiki version of it, where it's a rooster-sized animal with a rooster head and a lizard-like tail. Not real crazy.
So you got
dinosaur.
So you got traditional dragon size.
A fucking velociraptor. Yes, still cool. So fuck you guys. Yeah, it's cool. It's a velociraptor.
That animal's like, I'm fucked. Like,
dude, that's a velociraptor. Hold on, wait. That is a velociraptor.
That is fear. That's legit.
That's
fear. Fear.
No, that's a velociraptor. Pinch out. Zoom out. That's a fucking velociraptor.
That's legit of a velociraptor.
Dude, that's Long just time. Them talking about a dinosaur in the Bible. It's an ostrich. Oh, no. Sorry.
Don't do that.
My web murder came on.
I'm telling you, man, I have a great selection of cryptids of mine.
I hear you.
Probably my favorite so far.
Matt, go ahead. Wow, that's weird.
So, for me, I have giant grasshoppers. So mine is actually proven to be a hoax. So what happened was...
I'm assuming we're not talking about Lotus.
No. So giant grasshoppers was a tall tale hoax during the 1930s in the Great Plains.
Wait, those same people that made the Walking Dead games?
No. So what happened was...
That's funny, right? Was that not funny? Fuck you guys.
They took two photos showing a wide shot and a close shot, and then they enlarged the image, and they cut and glued over the wide shot to create the illusion of...
So it was 1930s Photoshop.
Yes. That's all it was. And they made postcards of it and sold it during the Great Depression.
All right.
Just because of the Dust Bowl and all that. They said, oh, yeah, this is what happened to your land. was grasshoppers and locusts.
Fucking grasshoppers and locusts.
Giant grasshoppers is going up against the dire wolf.
Dude, I like your shirt.
That's just a thing.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a movie that I would definitely watch. Just to let y'all know.
Giant grasshoppers versus dire wolf. That's a sci-fi movie right
there. Dude, real quick. Real cut in. Real happening. Did you guys watch Speak to Me yet?
No.
Huh. You know I did.
So. Yeah, no, I was asking.
Okay.
Then.
No.
Okay, never mind.
All right.
Darius and I saw it separately, but we saw it.
So the dire wolf is a large wolf that existed in the Pleistocene era. It stood 3.5 feet tall and weighed 125 to 175 pounds.
Yeah, see? It's a puppy.
Yeah.
So I which one are you going with, buddy?
Dire wolf.
The one that exists.
Yes.
All right, it's Mr. Skipper.
All right,
first dude, yours is pretty weird, the first go.
First up, I've got the Snallygaster.
Wait until the fucking last
year.
You don't even know.
That's our friend, the Snallygaster.
Dude, the Snallygaster? Actually, the Snallygaster is on our new logo. What is it? Are you being a dumbass bitch?
Yeah, maybe.
You're being a dumbass bitch. Here, you want here? No, you talk. I'll grab a sticker.
He's being a dumbass bitch. I'm being a dumbass bitch too. I know.
But yeah, that's our friend the Snallygaster. It is a dragon-like beast described as half reptile, half bird, living in South Mountain in Maryland.
Thank you, J Dots, for the awesome artwork.
I got some sick ass shit coming up.
Oh, there he is.
I got some. You like Donnie Darko? Shit's about to get real.
Cool.
It is said to swoop silently from the sky, steal farm animals and children from unsuspecting farm folk.
Yeah, I've been wanting to do an episode on this. Maybe we should do
it. For some reason, I thought we already had.
No, we haven't, but I just thought of an idea. So you know how, like, Skipper, I came to you and said, if we had free time during the week or something, you and I could just start recording and just putting out, like... Whatever. Yeah, but we could do that too, and we wanted to do them with the cryptids.
Yeah.
We do Cryptid Corner. And, like, that's how we do it.
I mean, essentially, this has been the cryptid episodes.
Of yeah, for sure.
Because it covers most of the ones we wanted to do anyway.
Well, yeah, but we just don't really get into
it. And we don't have to go into deep detail about them because there's sometimes not a lot.
Yeah.
All right. So next up, I've got the Moon-Eyed People.
Ayo. I actually want to do an episode on that.
Yeah, but... Go on, and then I want to ask something.
All right. They are a race of small men who, according to Cherokee legend, once lived in the southern Appalachians. The Moon-Eyed people were said to be physically different from the Cherokee, with having beards and pale skin, and having pale, perfectly white skin.
Hey, they were called we did a Dover Demon, I thought they talked about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They were called Moon-Eyed because they were unable to see in daylight, their sensitive eyes being blinded by the sun.
Yeah.
Full moons also had the same effect on them.
Well, if you guys learned anything from tonight of looking at the moon in thermal, is it gives off heat. Do you know why? It
reflects the sun.
Right. Good job, buddy.
Thank you.
And for this reason, they were believed to be completely nocturnal and live underground.
Yeah, I totally believe that.
There is a famous structure in Georgia called at Fort Mountain.
It's not the Guidestones?
No, now a state park. Not anymore. It gets its name from an 850-foot-long stone wall built sometime between 400 and 500 AD.
Damn.
Yeah. It's believed to have been built by the Moon-Eyed people. According to Cherokee legend, this wall is a remnant of a war that the Moon-Eyed people fought against the
neighboring Creek Nation. Yeah, I'm like, in my head, I'm thinking of AD, and I'm just like, that seems late. Doesn't it?
400 to 500?
To me, it's, I mean, I don't know if the, well, the,
that's
the
about 1500 years old. Yeah.
Right, but I'm saying, like, the Moon-Eyed people, I guess they were smaller, maybe it was just for boundary or borders to like let people know, hey, this is you're crossing into our border. Since they're subterranean, like,
and this wall varies from 2 feet high to 6 feet high.
Oh, so it's a fence. Climb on top of each other. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So see, like, I think that's what it would have been.
Yeah.
But see, but that would make sense if it was like a fence, because also during this time, you had whichever tribes were around. The Cherokee,
the Cherokee or the Creek Nation.
Okay, so the Creek Nation was pretty big.
Yeah, depending on exactly which folklore you go with, they fought a war with either the Creek Nation or the Cherokee.
Right, so, or there's a chance they were both. They fought a war
with both. There is a chance.
It is, I do want to do an episode on that, because actually, does the Moon-Eyed people also have a thing with Pinot Mountain?
I heard something. Something small about it, but not a lot.
So, in the version where the Cherokee fight them, they drive them from their home in what is currently Murphy, North Carolina.
Okay.
And drive them west into Tennessee.
Okay.
So, one thing I found interesting about the Moon-Eyed people is... in, like, native, folklore and whatnot, a lot of their beliefs have to do with, like, spiritual beings and whatnot living, like, on this planet with us.
Right. Damn, dude. No, it's so south. Murphy is in...
Yeah.
Almost to Atlanta. Damn, they fucking drove them west into Tennessee?
Yep.
Which would have drove them to fight with the Creek?
Yeah.
The Creek Nation.
But, so the Moon-Eyed people are never described in such a way as being like a spiritual kind of people, or that they're always described as being just a essentially separate tribe.
Right. It's very weird looking at like North Carolina's mountain knee side and like looking at where Pilot Mountain is.
Yeah.
And then looking
to... It's just kind of out there.
Dude, it's just so weird looking at this. But yeah. I'm ready to go back. Speaking of which...
So because...
We really might be able to go camping, by the way, in Pisgah National Forest. Just heads up. Like this fall. So if you can get off.
Because of how pale they are, I'll see what I can do about that.
Yeah, see, that got you excited. You're like, fuck, I need to answer that back.
Because of how pale they are, there is some speculation that the Cherokee were encountering a, group of European settlers.
Dude, we could go to Black Mountain.
We could, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's actually, yeah.
Which actually kind of lines up with some Welsh folklore or history. I'm not quite... It's a Welsh story.
Mm-hmm.
There was a guy named Madoc who got tired of living over in Wales.
Yeah.
Came over here, apparently landed around, Mobile Bay, Alabama.
Yeah.
Spent some time there, went back home, got about 10 ships worth of people, and then came back and set up camp.
But just marched? You said in Alabama?
Yeah.
Where in Alabama?
Mobile Bay.
Oh, okay. So that's right there.
Yeah.
But where that happens, that is up here.
Yes.
I mean, that's a pretty far distance. It's not possible. They crossed the fucking ocean, right?
Yeah.
So,
apparently twice.
Right. Well, like, pretty, like, four times, like, back and forth. It's a pretty good amount of times.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Twice to get two round trips.
But,
no, one, never mind. Anyway, I'm going to stop there.
Yeah, the...
But yeah, essentially Welsh settlers that were speaking Welsh but dressed and acted like the natives.
And do you think they were small? Do you think maybe those were the children?
I didn't see anything about a size difference.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought they said... I thought earlier you said they were small.
No.
I thought the legend said that they were a smaller human.
Just different.
Okay, my bad. I don't know why. I definitely thought you said smaller.
He did.
Okay.
Oh, I did.
Dakota says hi.
I did say small. My bad.
Yeah, see, Dick? Don't do that to me.
Small men, yeah.
Small, pale, big-eyed men.
Yeah, bitch.
It didn't say anything about the size of their eyes. Just that...
They're pale.
They're moon-eyed because they only come out at night.
Alrighty. So which one are you going with?
I'm going with the moon-eyed people.
My man.
Damn, man. Not saying I had one. I just... That was tough. I like the Snallygaster. He's a cool-looking guy.
I like someone who got here before Columbus.
No. You mean anybody?
Yes.
You mean Leif Erikson?
Any other European nation? Jeez.
He gets too much credit.
Yeah. Yeah. He gets a fucking day off. I don't even want to get into the holidays because they piss me off. Anyways.
Leif Erikson Day.
So I got the Hudson River Monster next. And it's called Kipsy. And it's just a lake monster. Kind of looks like your normal lake monster.
The standard stuff.
Yeah. So, and then, I have Yoki Onna, which is a snow woman. That's a Japanese spirit.
Yoko Onna?
Yoko Onna. Yeah, sorry.
Yoko Onna?
Yoko Onna. No, Yoki Onna.
Oh, he's making a joke.
Oh, I don't know. I'm real high right now.
The Beatles?
Yeah, the girl that
brought the Beatles. Yoki. Oh, fuck. Yoko. Oh, no. Yoko. Yeah.
John Lennon's.
Yeah, we all wish that, you know, she took the bullet, right? No, it doesn't matter.
Yoko. Debatable.
Paul, he was dead for a long time. He's not even real.
Paul was dead in the very beginning.
Yeah. All right, so.
Replacement Paul's better anyway.
So, yeah, she's like this Japanese spirit, this wandering woman, very sad story, that kind of thing.
Sounds about the same so far.
Yeah.
Yoko Onna.
I hate Yoko Onna.
Yoki Onna.
Yuki Onna.
Onna, whatever.
I just think of that one video where she just like yells in the mic.
So I chose the Hudson River Monster.
Because River Monster.
Because River Monster.
Over Japanese spirit.
So, yeah, Darius, my guy, it's your turn.
He's refilling.
Refilling your water, sir? Gotta stay hydrated.
Very thirsty today.
It's because you've been moving them big boxes. Yes, you have been.
Okay, so the first thing we got is the hippogriff. So you may have seen the hippogriff in Harry Potter.
Buckbeak.
It was that bird-like horse thing that had jumped up.
You're going to have to be more specific. I don't watch that.
Birdman horse
thing.
Okay,
so it's a griffin-like creature, but it's part horse instead of lion. And a lot of its mythos came back from like the 1600s when... It comes from like a lot of like written poems and all that stuff. One thing that was very interesting about the hippogriff is that in 1904 in Lake George, New York State, a group of tricksters actually came up with an elaborate plan to fake the monster. So they did that. They had a head of a bird with two large horse ears.
Mm-hmm.
And they controlled it from below, and I mean, it was just a really big hoax. But there's not really too much on the actual hippogriff. The only thing that really makes it cryptid, especially today, is that there is claw marks found on a rock near Mascarol in modern day France.
Hmm.
I hope I said that right, Mascarol. But yeah,
it's French. There is no right way to say it.
All right, so Mascarol. Anyway, so yeah, I mean. Hippogriff, if you got that, I'll show you a picture just so. There you go, Dan.
Horse bird.
You got horse bird.
Yeah, I know that.
I know you've seen it before. Yeah, yeah, everybody's cool. It's pretty common.
And I know earlier I said Black Mountain, which is a place that we could go, but we're really looking for Brown Mountain.
We got like a Blue Mountain, maybe a...
Well, the Blue Mountains are a little north of that, but yeah, they're there.
But the Black Mountain's a little bit further towards
Black Mountain is south of... Yeah, it's
What about Beige Mountain?
It's actually... that's in a couple of states over. It's east of Asheville. Black Mountain, so... Yeah, your horse cock looks awesome. Your horse bird.
Thanks. Next, I got Blackbird of Chernobyl. So we've actually talked about the Blackbird of Chernobyl before in our Mothman episode because he is very similar to Mothman. And some might even say he is Mothman. The Blackbird of Chernobyl was a creature that was seen around Chernobyl right before the blast or the disaster in 1986. So basically what it was is a bunch of the factory workers that were working at the plant had described seeing a... dark fur-like creature with red eyes around the site before, you know, everything went, you know, crazy. Some of the workers had said that they had dreams of the beast as well, which is crazy just because if you compare it to Point Pleasant and everybody having dreams about Mothman and the Silver Bridge collapse, it's basically the same story all over again. And they say that the beast... had a 20-foot wingspan with red glowing eyes, was very bird-like, and yeah, basically, and if even if like just looking at this picture, it's Mothman.
It's Mothman. Mothman, but bird instead of moth.
Russian Mothman.
The Harbinger.
Russian Mothman.
Communist Mothman.
Okay.
Karl Marx. Mothman.
Marxist Mothman.
So who are you choosing, man?
I'm going to go with Mothman. I mean, Blackbird.
Blackbird. I hear you, buddy. Matthew?
All right, so I have the Haimushi. So the Haimushi is one of 63 creepy germs written in the Harikikigaki.
Can I get a translation on that?
Harikikigaki. A book of a book of medical knowledge written in 1568 by an unknown resident of Osaka.
Osaka Gamesphere.
This tiny malevolent creature is believed to have caused human illness during the 16th century in Japan. It causes problem with the lungs, and if the Haimushi exits the lungs and cannot find its way back, it turns into a fiery will-o-wisp Hitodama, and the person dies. All right. So it's going up against cave children. So cave children are creatures found in the Dolph Errol Caves in Pompeii, but not Pompeii.
What was the first one you said?
What?
You said not Pompeii, but... What?
Not Pompeii, but Pompeii.
Pompeii.
Yeah. The cave children are described as creatures with translucent skin, arched backs, wings, a big red eye that is said to blink very fast. They seem to be very dangerous in attacking anyone who enters their cave, and they also make a mummering sound, which makes people feel uneasy.
I'm just imagining like dwarves just going.
It's the moon-eyed people.
All right, so who are you going with?
I'm gonna go with cave children.
Cave children, man. Do you think those are? You think that's an actual cryptid?
I don't know what the fuck is this weird.
Okay.
It's on Creepypasta where it originates from.
Oh, okay. So it's not even real. Skipper, what you got next?
All right, so first up, I have the Zezu, which is essentially just the South American Thunderbird.
Ooh. Hell yeah.
The American Thunderbird.
The Thunder Cougar Falcon Bird.
Yeah, that's pretty much it for him. Just Thunderbird, but South American.
Okay, I hear you.
Like, same powers, like storms and whatnot.
Same powers. That's a fucking X-Men.
Next up, we have the Lake Utopia monster, better known as Old Ned, who is a lake monster.
So, you just want to clump it with lake monster and then choose the...
Yeah, old Ned's getting lumped in with all our lake monsters.
Yeah, I hear you. And then the next one. Two. Okay, so for me, next, I have the Big Muddy Monster, which happened in 1973 in Illinois. It's in Murfreesboro, or it's also known as the Murfreesboro Mud Monster. It's Bigfoot. In Illinois. So I lumped it in with Bigfoot.
Midwest Bigfoot.
Yeah. So it's it survives. And
it's a big muddy monster.
Yeah, well, it kind of sucks. And I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna talk about my next three real quick.
Why not
the my next two, sorry. Okay. Three in my whole thing together. But my next one is Hopkins Cavill Goblins, which happened August 21st of 1955.
We've covered
that. We've covered that. We also pretty much know about that story about a craft landing apparently on this farm. Not a farm, but this property.
Yeah, small aliens.
Yeah, and really small, like, gremlin, goblin, like, aliens came out and apparently was attacking this.
Kind of cool.
I don't know why, house. But I'm getting that and the Loveland frogs mixed up right now. Punting all those
motherfuckers across the field.
Yeah, they're a little different.
You can't punt it. I'm sure they're.
they were shooting with like shotguns and rifles.
Get the fuck out of here! Just kick them.
That means they're perfectly punchable.
Yeah.
They're
so,
made of metal.
Yeah, punch that bitch in the nose.
The reason why I wanted to go ahead and talk also about my next one, which is the Mongolian monster. That's an Arizona Bigfoot. So it's just getting lumped in.
50 states of Bigfoot.
Mogollon monster.
Mogollon monster.
The Mogollon monster. Yeah. So that's what I want to talk about. And the Hopkinsville Goblins I also chose because that is basically my only choice. The other two are Bigfoot. So I didn't have anything. Alrighty. Darius, go ahead, my friend.
Alright, starting off with one of my favorites in this iceberg tier. Would be Bunny Man. So, Bunny Man, let me go into the origins of Bunny Man. So, Bunny Man's origin starts off in an asylum. Okay? Basically, his origin... Okay, I get it.
Pussy! You've seen that movie?
Anyway, in the early 1900s...
Don't act like you're ashamed of seeing that movie. You fucking love that movie.
It was funny. In Clifton, Virginia, in the early 1900s,
Bunny the Killer.
An asylum was transferring inmates to Lorton Prison. And basically what happened is the driver crashed at some point, and these inmates escaped, and they couldn't find any of them. And over the years, I want to say it was in about... He's still in the early 1900s. People described a bunny-like man to be under the Colchester Bridge after 12 o'clock at night. And so basically, this humanoid murderous bunny would kill people with an axe. And so apparently, he's killed a lot of motherfuckers. I mean, he's killed a lot of people. The murders kept on going on from 1913 to 1949.
And when he says axe, dude. When he says axe, he means dick. No, I'm just kidding.
He likes to kill teenagers. That's his favorite thing.
Why'd you follow up with that?
It says right here. You
know? It says right here.
Bunny the killer thing.
As of right now, he's no longer really active.
Well, that's good.
So... But yeah,
I would expect him to be dead.
You know, apparently he's just ascended on, just regular human years. Mm-hmm. He's able to. He just moves on to
his thing. Soul. Just goes to the next bunny.
So yeah, it's actually pretty cool though. Looking into it, lots of fake names in here. The people that escaped, they actually have names for him. One is a Marcus A. Walster. One is a Douglas J. Grifton, and apparently at some point the police got a letter. They had a footprint. So basically the bunny wrote in the mud, "You'll never find me," and you know it too. Signed, the bunny man. Cock.
Fucking signed in the mud with his dick.
And
you guys really gotta watch that movie.
They used Frank from Donnie Darko.
Right.
Which, I mean, that when you think bunny man, I mean, you think of Frank.
We're talking about Bunny the Killer Thing.
Yeah, that's a funny movie.
I don't think of that bunny, but...
I always think of the bunny.
My bunny just talks to you while you're in the bathroom by yourself.
So does mine.
He says, pussy. Huh.
You smell like pussy. Damn, dude, that movie was a little much.
Imagine that, like an IMAX.
Which one?
Bunny Man.
Oh, okay.
Bunny the Killer.
It would look good. I thought the location was fine. It was enjoyable to watch in the snow like that. Oh, yeah. Wait, is that one you gotta do?
No.
Oh, that's good.
I mean, he has, like, the best one on the whole iceberg. Anyway.
So nice. What's next?
The Oklahoma octopus. So this one I don't think should be on this tier, in my opinion.
No,
I think it's way more known than to be on tier 5. So I'm just going to go into a very brief description of it. It is a cryptid that is said to inhabit the man-made lakes of Oklahoma. This includes Lake Thunderbird, Ulaga Lake, I hope I said that right, and Lake Tenkiller. Or Tenkiller?
It's tentacle.
Tenkiller.
It's Tenkiller.
Tenkiller.
Okay.
Dude, didn't we find out that Oklahoma had actually a very high drowning rate?
They do.
Yeah, they have a very high drowning rate, man. You guys should check out that episode. We covered it.
They can't swim.
Yeah, I know, man. It was funny.
Fucked up, but kind of funny, too.
Yeah. So, which one are you going with? So the only real cryptid here is the octopus. So that's the one.
I'm gonna probably go with the octopus, but the bunny man's kind of cool.
Oh no, we can put the bunny man. That's fine.
No, I don't believe in the bunny man.
Oh okay.
No, I don't know if I even believe in the Oklahoma octopus, but there has to be something there for them to say something like that, right?
No.
Yeah, but that means no. That could just mean like it's, I don't know.
It's sea cucumbers.
Sea cucumbers.
Logs.
Yeah, he gets
so bunny man's got a log for you.
A log,
huh? If you want to, you can go ahead and add that third one, and it can cross off your octopus one, because then after that, me and you only have one more, but they both have two sets.
You mean my next guy?
Yeah. So do you want to just do that one?
Yeah, I can go into it. Right. So the next one is the Giant of Kanadar, which we have talked about, I feel like, 3 times now in this episode. I've talked about this one before, I feel like. Yeah, when I talked about giants, because I had giants.
Oh, you mean in this...
series?
The series. Yeah, we talked about giants before, and I used them as an example.
Yeah.
So
it's Kandahar.
Oh, my bad. Kandahar.
Kandahar.
The Giant of Kandahar.
God.
So this one has become more popular in recent years, I feel like. I definitely feel like this stems from a 4chan thread. but basically, it was an enormous humanoid creature, giant, that was encountered in Afghanistan, in the mountainsides. So basically these guys went into a cave and they saw this big red-haired giant approach them, and he just started killing them all.
Our people,
they killed our people. And
he is your people.
The gingers.
Anyway, no. This is a little bit of a... Anyway, so they
deserved it.
He started killing the soldiers, and the soldiers were like, no.
Damn, Skipper.
And so they started shooting back, and they killed him, and a big helicopter came, and it picked him up, and they had a net and everything, and we don't know where he went.
Hmm.
And apparently there was a whole bunch of stuff in that cave.
What kind of stuff?
Like...
Treasure?
Treasure and all that stuff.
He's like a dragon. Or an octopus.
That would... And I don't know. You can go on to theories and theories. It's all over YouTube.
Or the crab and Moana.
Some people are like... And some people would just say that, like, there is a whole giant, that's where the giants are, is in Afghanistan, because we just don't know much about Afghanistan, especially in the how rural it is, you know. So giants.
Oh no.
And we'll definitely
the native legends say that the giants are the mound builders,
so
pretty interesting that they're in they could be in those mounds.
All
their evidence on the Western Hemisphere could be erased.
I will also say that happened in 2002.
Okay, so which one's you going with?
So out of all these three?
Yeah.
That's Giant Condor.
All right, cool, man, cool. All right, Matt.
All right, so I have...
Hold on. One thing. Let me just add one thing in there. Because yeah, I know we're going to do an episode on this eventually. They said it was to be 12 to 15 feet tall.
It's pretty big, man. All right.
All right, so I have the Rougarou.
Rougarou.
Or the Loup-garou. Basically, it's a Cajun werewolf. He can change form at any time of day. It originated through the Catholics as a version of werewolf that will stalk and murder Catholics that do not obey the rules of Lent.
Oh, fuck.
How does that make you feel?
Well, I'm still here, so I'm going to say that this motherfucker was not around when I was a kid. Cajun. Yeah, I mean, I was in Ohio probably during that time, yeah. Mainly. Maybe a little bit during, maybe here a little bit. Never in Nolens or...
He is often used by parents to get their children to behave.
Were you ever threatened by a werewolf?
No, but I was... werewolf? No, but I was threatened with garlic. I'm sure.
All right.
I was actually threatened with crucifixes and...
threats of priests. Verbal abuse? Sorry, I meant physical.
And Father O'Malley. That's what I was threatened with.
Was he the drunk?
No, he was the handsy one.
Ah.
So, next is the Melonheads.
Oh.
So, the Melonheads are beings that live in the forests of Michigan, Connecticut, and Ohio. Each state has its different stories of... like origins, but basically they look like people who have bulbous or, of course, melon heads. I think it's just people who have hydrocephalus that they got just released in the woods.
Oh. It's kind of mean.
But I'm going to go with the melon heads for real.
Okay. Alrighty. Mr. Skipper.
All right, so first up, I have the Lake Worth Monster, which, despite the name, is not a lake monster. He's a Bigfoot thing.
He lives next
however,
to the lake.
However,
he fucking got you.
No.
Oh.
We're not using him. He's a satyr-like creature.
Oh, he's a goat man.
Kind of. This is the only picture to exist of it.
The fuck is that?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. That's a cotton ball. No, dude, that's scary.
It is scary.
That's the Lake Worth like Monster.
Godzilla. Look at that shit. Look at his horns.
Built like Godzilla.
Like, oh, yeah. That's scary. See? His horns on those. Whoops.
Like, I just see like a fur, like, I don't even see a shape.
I see a shape,
yeah, but
I see a whole outline.
Is it negative?
Fuck that shit up.
You broke it.
Picture a negative?
Give me a second.
I don't know, man.
I just see a giant cotton ball just there.
That's exactly what I see as well. Alright, it's bad. So the initial headline after he was reported was Fishy Man Goat Terrifies Couples Parked at Lake Worth.
Fishy Man Goat.
Fishy Man
Goat. Fuck, man.
A man's car was supposedly damaged by the monster after it jumped out of a tree. As proof, he had a foot and a half long scar on the car.
Mm-hmm.
The police investigated, found nothing. The next day, reports came in of a creature hurling a tire from a bluff at bystanders.
Mm.
The creature that threw the tire turned out to just be some guy. They were just like out tossing tires, it hit a bad bump and just kind of flew off and hit nearby someone. The tire never hit anyone. Hmm. And in 2009, he just came out and said, yeah, that was us.
I did it. I'm the one you're looking for.
And then during that same time...
Let me take your pain away, boss.
Well, in 1999, a report came out that during... 1969, which was when he was initially sighted.
Mm.
It announced some high school students admitted to the police that they had pranked people by dressing up in a gorilla suit and parading around the lake.
What an asshole.
So that...
I like it, though. I like that story.
You like the cotton ball?
Yeah, I like that picture. It's a cool picture.
And then next up, I have the Bullabok.
Alrighty.
Or the Bullamon, or the Bullabok.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Batman.
So there's two different versions of this one.
Okay.
In Gelderland, it was believed the Bullabok was a creature that came out at night to scare people with its loud roaring noises.
Okay.
Utrecht and a large portion of Holland, the Bullabok was known to be a child of terror. The water demon came equipped with a big hook, which he used to grab children from the water side in order to drown them. It is said that once children got into the water, they could see a palace and countless and beautiful lights and stars. The creature was also known as Drenth or Uvergisel. So, of the two, I'm going with the Bullabok. But I'm not super sold on it either.
Understood. Yeah, the Lake Worth monster might just be a dude.
Two dudes. Yeah. Two different dudes.
Throwing tires in the woods.
Yeah. Okay,
As you know.
So, Matt, we're gonna go back to you, and then we're gonna go back to me, and then we're gonna run through normal, just because you have two sets.
Well, I don't have two sets.
He's got three left.
Oh, you have three left. Yeah, oh, shit. Yeah, that was mine. Odd number. Okay.
Yeah.
We all have an odd number.
Yeah. However, well, I have two.
I can cross one of mine out because...
Is it a lake monster?
No, it's kind of like a Bigfoot. So I can go ahead and do that if you want.
No, we'll start with me and then you can finish that. Okay, so my next one is the Catalonia Fallen Angel, which is a creature, humanoid kind of cryptid, kind of like the rake that was seen in Spain. It took place on June 11th, 2006. It was also captured on a field cam kind of thing. It looks like the rake.
It's just a Spanish rake. That sunken
eye. Yeah. No, probably some dude. Probably some fucking hermit or something, right? And then next, I have the Sandown Clown, which if you guys...
Sandown Clown.
So, if you guys want to know a way more in depth about this, there is an episode on Wednesdays We Talk Weird, so you can head over there. But this is about a strange being that encountered some children in the United Kingdom.
Okay. As clowns do.
Yes, clowns do. This clown was described as like a mix between like a robot, alien, and then like it looked like a clown. It was shy but a friendly being, kind of like our man, Pee Wee Herman.
Rest in peace.
Legend.
Pennywise?
No.
Not quite.
But yeah. So, and then it just kind of vanished. It played with them, and then it just left. people think it was a hallucination.
Robo alien clown plays with kids, then leaves.
Yeah, so a lot of people think it was just a hallucination or a hoax. I actually am choosing the Sandown Clown.
Or just some local clown who wanted to play with some kids.
Hiya, Georgie.
Yeah. I mean, that was probably, like, a normal thing.
Probably.
Yeah.
I'll lie.
Alrighty, Darius, you're next.
I've seen that before.
Alright. So, door dogs. So, you may have heard of door dogs before.
Woof.
Have you heard of door dogs?
No.
Oh, okay.
I've heard of demon dogs.
So, door dogs are basically silent dogs with pointed noses that will peek through a doorway...
It's Stella.
Oh, shit. Yeah, dude. Oh, man. I think... Man,
you're not going to like where this shit's going.
I don't. I'm already freaking out. I'm already just ready to...
I bet you are, because that's what they do.
Yeah.
So, basically...
Wait, what?
So, what happens is...
What?
They're never seen by their owners. The person... So, basically, these dogs appear within weeks of their owner's death or the person's death that they're looking at. And it's only seen by another person that's looking at the dog. So basically what happens is these silent dogs will walk
past the doorway. I mean, I usually don't see a dog when I'm not looking at it.
These door dogs are, I guess the best way to describe it is they're not like the actual owner's dog. Mm-hmm. It's just another like mysterious dog that's in your house for some reason. Mm-hmm. And it'll peek through a doorway and stare at the person that's going to die. And the person that's witnessing it is not going to be that person, but someone that just happens to be there at the time. And so basically, I mean, that's what it...
So if I see a dog looking at someone, but they don't see that dog, that person's going to die.
And they don't and they don't own a dog, that person's going to die.
I'll show you guys,
I don't like that.
Door dogs are seen to walk through doorways, following the person who is soon to die.
So then a hellhound?
Yeah, it's kind of
pretty much. Hellhound,
yeah.
Okay.
You said they have pointed noses?
Yeah. Pointed noses.
All right, man.
Let me know if you see any dogs staring at me.
Okay.
The next is honestly great. So, in November 21st, 2018, an anonymous 4chan user had posted an image on the paranormal board and claimed that it was an alien. This is what it said. This was a picture that was taken from inside a car that I was working on. Full story was that I was working on it about at 11 p.m. and I heard a bang on the front door. I thought it was a raccoon, so I took a picture with a flash to scare it. But when I took a picture of it, I got this. Having seen this, I turned on my flashlight and only to see that it had disappeared. I had matched up the picture next to the car and the wall behind it and it measured how tall it would be. It was about 8 feet tall. Can anybody tell me if this was a prank or is this or if this is real? Honestly, I think this is real. Now, this is the picture right here. Okay.
Yeah.
It was later determined to be a hoax. So, that's the 4chan Great Alien. I honestly thought it was going to be the 4chan Great Alien of 2019, which if you guys don't know that. It was this like encrypted version of a picture of what someone was saying as a real alien from Area 51. And that one was highly popularized with Bob Lazar and the whole entire raid on Area 51. That one was cool too, but no, I'm gonna go with door dogs.
Pretty cool, man. Pretty cool. All right, Matt.
All right, so I have Darkwood's Demon. So there's two different accounts of this. One is a Bigfoot, like the one account that is. Main from is from Creepypasta, and the guy basically sees an ape-like creature chasing him through the woods, and then it looks in the window of his car as he gets in it. Another one is, it says that Darkwood's demons are rarely seen by man. They are vengeful creatures that only appear to protect the Darkwoods from those who cause harm. They are said to be able to control animals and often seen with a raven or a crow. But that's a different account of something that's not a Bigfoot.
Right. So are we going to lump that in with Bigfoot?
Yeah, I'm going to lump that
in with
Bigfoot. The official story is from...
Yeah.
Is basically describing a Bigfoot.
Okay.
Next is the Mutant Muppet.
All right.
Hi-ho.
Hey, Waka Waka.
Kind of a geek frog here. The Mutant Muppet was discovered by shooting...
Oh, fuck, man.
You okay there, buddy?
No, I'm not okay.
Can you do this whole thing in the Kermit voice?
Yes.
Dude, I'm so hungry. Dude, can you guys hear my stomach?
No. I just heard it.
Damn, dude. I'm so fucking high right now.
Oh, you looked it up?
Yeah.
No, I didn't look it up. Oh, okay. I'm way too high. I can't touch my computer because of the...
It's being weird.
We're having a weird thing, so... What the fuck, dude? I didn't need to see that shit. God.
That's your door dog, bro.
No, man. Fuck you.
The Mutant Muppet was discovered by a shooting party in Namibia, Africa. Witnesses state that the creature was spotted apparently foraging for food.
Fucking foraging for
food. One of the shooting party wounded it with his rifle and it ran through the brush. They tracked it to a lair.
The Muppet lair?
It's like full of Muppets.
They found three more of the mutant Muppets.
Does it describe the lair at all? No. Is it like a tree? Is it a cave?
They just said brush.
Brush, okay. I was thinking it might be Fraggle Rock.
It's a fucking lair of
the Muppets. Shooting part. They said that the wounded creature attacked them and they shot it dead. and the other ones ran away.
Can you describe its appearance?
It looks ugly. Like a Muppet.
The creature resembles a small humanoid.
It looks like Piglet as a
it
Muppet.
It appears to be 5 to 7 inches in height, large ears, thin eyes, and somewhat flattened nose.
It's Piglet. Dude, they killed a deranged pig.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck that thing means, but it had.
Let me see it again.
Oh, man.
Is it 5 to 7 inches?
I mean, that looks bigger than 5 to 7 inches than me.
I'm thinking baby koala.
It does look like, whenever I looked at it.
But it's in Africa.
Like, oh, it is in Africa, yeah.
So, the only...
baby monkey.
It's a fucking Muppet! Look at it! It's from fucking Crank Yankers, dude. Like,
so, as of right now, the only explanations is an undiscovered cryptid or a mutated human baby.
Like, mutated monkey baby?
Maybe? I have seen some awful pictures of kids that are like, that they're just born like messed up.
But the problem is there's like
and
three
some
or
some look like dolls.
There's like three or four of them just living in the woods like
yeah,
that.
See, that's the only weird part. Right. So I'm going to go with, that's a fucking Muppet. I'm going to go with, you remember that episode of Futurama when Leela finds
Muppet.
The planet with like the television? Basically, they're like, like all the television characters.
If it's alive, don't lick it.
Yeah, if it's alive, don't lick it.
Right.
A horse, if it's a... Like a horse, a turtle, or a cricket.
If it's alive, don't...
He's going to get it. So, Victoria knows it.
I know she does. If you're not sure whether it's alive or dead, poke it with the stick
instead.
Lick the stick,
stick instead. Yeah! But yeah, that
one, yeah.
Yeah, that planet, that's what they just, it's a layer of Muppets, the Muppet layer. Kermit was the chosen one. It's like the Martians in Toy Story. This is like what I'm imagining right now, and I fucking love it. I need a TV show of this, and then they turn into like, it's Gremlins, basically, but... Yeah,
I can do Marvin the Martian too if you want.
All right, go ahead and do the next one.
All right, so my last one is the crazy critter of Bald Mountain.
It's Fraggle Rock.
So the crazy critter of Bald Mountain was seen in 1974 on Bald Mountain in Washington State. On November 14th, 1974, a fiery object in the sky was witnessed crashing to Earth. Later, sightings of a strange horse-sized creature with tentacles and an antenna and glowing green like a neon sign.
This is a crazy critter.
Right, was seen in... Around the area.
Where does this take place again?
Bald Mountain.
Where is that?
Washington State.
Oh, okay. The opposite side. I was thinking Snallygaster. But yeah, total opposite coast.
There are also UFO sightings around the area before, and eventually the government and the Men in Black got involved.
Fuck. Yep. We should probably look into this.
And it looks actually really cool. That's the description or the drawing of it.
Dude, it's like a insect.
Reminds me of those things from Avatar.
It looks
cool.
The
weird horses.
Oh, yeah.
It does look cool, though. You're right. Mm. So, which one are you choosing?
Muppet.
Okay. All right, Skipper.
It's not easy being...
Last but not least. But...
All right, so first up, I've got the Deer Man, which is exactly as it sounds. It has the head of a deer... The body of a man.
No way.
And then the legs of... And then it walks on two deer legs.
Hang on.
Okay.
Yeah. It's described as moving very fast for its size. And depending on the exact story... depending on the exact story, sometimes it can shapeshift into a normal deer.
What is this? All right, and then what's your next one?
Oh.
Do you want to describe?
Oh,
no. What?
So...
What is this, Adventure Time?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is like freak deer.
A freak deer. Time. The deer just picked up a hard candy and licked it. But the hard candy is alive.
Peppermint.
It's
sentient. Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah.
All right. So what's your next one?
It also was just like one. Super buff. Long arms and super buff.
Oh, yeah. So here's the picture.
What the fuck?
Dude, I bet you that guy.
Is that an
AI rendering?
That's like a Wendigo kind of thing, but
yeah, that's Wendigo.
Well, here, we got this one.
All right. Oh, so the Deer Man is definitely an erotica, cryptid erotica.
And then I have the Dingo Neck.
All right, and what's this guy?
Yeah, it really is.
Deer Man and Bigfoot.
Where do you find that at?
Tower of Power.
When European explorers were exploring Africa, they came back with stories of several strange animals, this being one of them. It is called the Jungle Walrus. Described it as 14 or 15 feet long, head big as that of a lioness, but shaped and marked like a leopard. Two long white fangs sticking down straight out of his upper jaw, straight back, broad as a hippo, scaled like an armadillo, but colored and marked like a leopard, and a broad fin tail.
What the fuck?
But he was a hideous old haunter of a nightmare, was that beast fish. Blast that blighter's fangs, but they looked as long enough to go clean through a man. A shot with a .303 rifle only angered it. It is said to be a carnivore that can choose to hunt or devour nearly anything it wants, save for elephants. This is because of it having tusks that are over a meter long and being so large, ferocious, and aggressive that even large bull hippos fall prey to it. However, it would presumably do this by ambushing the hippos instead of fighting them like a man. Here's some pictures of them.
It's dangerous.
So, we've got very different kind of pictures here.
It almost looks like Angerus and King Caesar put together.
I could see it.
Yeah. So, which one are you going with, man?
Probably the Dingo Neck.
All right.
The Dingo Neck.
I hear you. It's just a well, how'd you guys like that one?
Oh, here's another picture of it.
Ah, that's what you were looking at earlier. Tiger, armadillo, alligator. Unicorn.
Kind of.
Angerous.
He's going to look at him and be like, wow, he literally, yep, that's all of them. All the above. Daniel said all the above. Yeah, what'd you guys think of this
lion,
one?
Lion, not tiger.
Oh, it looked like a tiger.
It's Angerous from Godzilla.
Yeah. Did you guys enjoy this one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
There were some fun ones here.
Yeah, there was. I think this was one of my more favorite Muppet ones. Yeah, dude, those two, the fucking Muppet. Dude, the mutant Muppet. That's weird.
Your Muppet.
Alright guys, that is it from us.
Want to see you best
we will catch you guys next week. It's